Good afternoon. A cold front continues to track off the eastern seaboard, and the wind is increasing out of the northwest. This will help dry things out this afternoon with more breaks in the clouds and increasing sunshine toward the end of the day. However, cooler temperatures will also work their way in, and temperatures will gradually slide back through the 30s. There'll be a couple of scattered snow showers, mainly across the higher terrain. High pressure will build in after dark tonight, and clouds will continue to break up. With a clear sky overnight, temperatures will be back into the teens to around 20. So a dry, cold start to the day tomorrow, but we'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine on Saturday morning. Some high clouds will build in later in the day, but still, temperatures will manage to climb back through the 20s and into the lower to mid-30s. This will set the stage for the next round of precipitation. A system will track through the Tennessee Valley and off the mid-Atlantic coast, south of Long Island and east of New Jersey on Saturday night. It'll be a relatively fast mover, but after dark on Saturday night, light snow will overspread a good chunk of interior New York and New England, especially south of I-90. To the north of I-90 overnight Saturday night, just a dusting, perhaps up to an inch of snow in some locations across the higher terrain. Along I-90, a dusting up to a couple of inches of snow late Saturday night. And then south in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and south of I-90 in New England, as much as 1 to 3 inches of snow with isolated locations across the higher terrain, 4 to as much as 5 inches of snow closer to the coast. As we get into Sunday morning, we'll dry it out as the storm system tracks away from the coast and out to sea. This will leave us with a good deal of sunshine eventually during the day on Sunday and temperatures bouncing back into the lower 40s. As we head into the early part of next week, starting with Monday, President's Day, clouds will move in and milder air will as well. Rain showers are possible by the end of the day with highs in the mid-40s. After that, a large ridge of high pressure will establish itself off the east coast. The return southwesterly wind flow around this high will produce a few showers on Tuesday and Wednesday, but by far the headline will be the warmer air. On Tuesday afternoon, we'll be well into the 50s and touching near 60 degrees on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, another warm day is on tap for the eastern United States, with several locations forecast to have afternoon highs nearing 30 degrees above normal from mid-February. Moisture accompanying the warmth will interact with a cold front sweeping through the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and mid-Atlantic and will generate showers and thunderstorms along the boundary. Precipitation will span from the southern plains to the northern mid-Atlantic region, with the highest amounts likely concentrating over the eastern Ohio Valley. This region is under a flood watch and some flood warnings, including the Pittsburgh area. As the front pushes south, coverage of lighter rainfall will increase across the southeast and the Carolinas. The air mass across the central United States then will cool slightly below average in the wake of the frontal passage. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the 50s, then temperatures fall later today. Boston cloudy with showers and fog in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 35 degrees, the average low 17. The record high 61 set in 2006, and the record low 20 below zero in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:28 p.m. 10 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds for the afternoon hours, a passing snow shower, with temperatures sliding back through the 30s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing sunshine, breezy, and turning cooler today with temperatures dropping back through the 40s, clearing tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing sunshine, windy, and turning cooler through the afternoon hours with temperatures sliding back through the 30s. Clear and cold tonight with readings back into the teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine, windy, and turning cooler later today with temperatures back to around 40. clearing tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Increasing sunshine and windy this afternoon with temperatures sliding slowly through the 30s. Clearing tonight with lows around 15. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, giving way to increasing clouds late in the day in the lower to mid-30s. Snow likely, especially from I-90 south on Saturday night, a few inches possible, more as you head closer to the coast, less toward the Canadian border. Sunday, increasing sunshine, lower 40s. A chance of showers Monday, mid-40s. Upper 50s with a chance of showers on Tuesday, and near 60 with scattered showers on Wednesday. A bit cooler with increasing sunshine Thursday back into the 40s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.